Well, today's episode is on 5 essential factors for managing TDS and TCS credits smoothly. SagInfotech has shared tips. Usually, companies take the risk of losing the tax credits, TDS and TCS, because of a lack of regular reconciliation between books of accounts and government records Form 26 as. The year-on-year TDS credit lockup directed to inefficiencies in the working capital, which would be the major subject to think about for CFOs and tax heads of organizations. So let's start. The same practice for reconciling the tax credits along with the revenue reconciliation is through the zero yardsticks. Some common issues from which the companies suffer are database trapping, data monitoring, absence of governance and control, understanding the concept. The information that has been recorded in ERPs would usually be unable to be completed or corrected and directed to incomplete results on reconciliation. The manual efforts to reconcile bigger data complicate the procedure to determine the cause for marches and consume measures for the outcomes to attain. Tracking the available credits in an untimely manner according to Form 26 says, most companies take tax credits. While the customer or suppliers successively update their TDS/TCS returns, which renders regular amendments in Form 26 as which impacts the tax credit availability. Issues in obtaining TDS/TCS return revised via customers or suppliers. The majority of the companies do reconciliation in the period of scrutiny proceedings, 3 years post to the finish of the fiscal year of the transaction. During that time, the follow-up action of reaching customers or suppliers for rectification of their former TDS/TCS returns. Lower visibility and command for the governance sums to the restrictions of the working capital and expansion in the income in scrutiny proceedings. Below are some important reasons for the mismatches directed to credit leakages or working capital inefficiencies, which would need measures for resolution. Because of wrong PAN or non-reporting in the TDS return, the tax credits get lost. The excess TDS deduction on the total invoice along with GST. Tax credits claim postponement related to the income that was not being provided to tax in the present year. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Visit our website at https://saginfotech.com or call us at 0141-407-2000. Thanks for listening.